Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, everyone. This is Lisa Diamond, your co-host for Whatever Wednesday. I also have Ian Robb with us today, and maybe Greg Peterson is going to pop in here as well. I just want to remind everybody that this month, July, we are doing the participating in the 100 Meetings Challenge, and that is getting out in person and hosting meetings either in your home or at a location. And we have a little bit of carryover from our last month's challenge, which was the Recovery Challenge, and we are feeling very fortunate to have a special guest with us. So I'm going to turn it over to you, Ian, so you can introduce our special guest.
Great, great. I think Greg is probably doing the push-up challenge right now on his own, trying to get a head start so he could beat Tom. So I'm honored here to be talking with the NFL functional performance therapist, Tom Zhang. Is that how you pronounce your name, Zhang? Tom?
You got it, Ian. Zhang,
perfect.
You got it.
Not bad.
Spot on.
He's with the San Francisco 49ers. He's working with the team's health and performance department. Tom uses a lot of proven techniques to help his players recover, repair their muscles, and recuperate from injuries and get back to the game faster. So a few years ago, just so you all know, that the 49ers adopted the Beamer PMF device as a new recovery tool for their elite athletes and teams. So, Tom, I just want to ask you a few questions before we get you right into that recovery challenge for yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your career with the San Francisco 49ers.
Sure. First off, really happy to be here, and thanks for having me on the show, Ian. So I originally from Oakland, California. I did my undergrad at UC San Diego in human biology and psychology. I got my master's in human movement science and kinesiology. I'm currently working on my PhD for human health and performance. I've worked at clinical settings prior to my job at the 49ers. I actually got vetted out and they contacted me because my head of department used to work at the same clinic I used to work at. It's very interesting to go from clinical to performance just because of all of the fun toys you get when you're in the NFL, like the Beamer unit. Let's see, I think that's about it. Anything you want me to elaborate on, Ian?
No, I'm actually excited when I learned that you went to UCSD because you're right down the street from me. I mean, did you go surfing there? Did you eat some fish tacos? What'd you do there?
Oh, man. Hey, I got to tell you, first off the bat, San Diego is the best place to live. Yeah, I actually learned how to surf probably my second week down here in San Diego. UCSD has this thing called Welcome Week, where they basically take all of the freshmen, take them to the beach, show them around, show them the good taco spots, a couple of surf lessons, just get them acquainted. After that, I realized, hey, man, I think this is a place to live, and I'm really glad I went here. And those 4.5 years I spent there, best time of my life.
It is fun. So when you first learned about Beamer, and when your head of your department kind of ordered, my understanding is several units for your recovery room, what were your thoughts and reasons? What did you learn by the research, and what intrigued you about Beamer?
Well, first off, the person that ordered it, he has the most credibility in the world. He's a PhD in human health and performance. A little backstory there is I believe he actually used Beamer when he was in the NHL. I don't know to what extent, but that's where he kind of got the brand from. So when it initially arrived, I really didn't really know too much about PEMF. So I got on a couple of calls with Dr. Burka, and he walked me through the science of it as well as the benefit of it. And at that point, it was a no-brainer. Anything that can help you increase circulation to that extent, that has to be a cornerstone of recovery. So what I use it with is I'll use it before, I'll use it after practice, before a game, after a game. A lot of it is my department is really voluntary unless you're injured, and a lot of it is educating the guys as well as giving them proof, okay, you might not be feeling too much with it, but here's what it does in your circulatory system. After that, it's almost a wrap.
You know, it's funny because I used to play football, and I played college tennis, professional tennis for a while, and talked a long time.
Really?
Yeah, I know. A crazy question. Maybe we should just talk and leave these guys aside and not sit down or a cup of coffee. But
hey, I'm open to it.
You know, what's funny is that most of the football players I know, they want to feel something. They love, you know, they want to feel the ice bath. They want to feel the pain, the cryotherapy, whatever it might feel, because they feel like they like the – intensity of a TENS machine, let's say. I used to turn it up to intensity 10 and watch my arm flop around like a fish. So how do you explain to someone that is so used to feeling something for them to really grasp the concept that, listen, this is working from the inside out instead of the outside in?
That's a phenomenal question, and that's actually one of the biggest barriers that initially I faced with the players is a lot of guys would come up to me, it's like, what is this doing? I'm not feeling anything. Because you're right. As anybody who's been in athletics or like any part of their lives, you, as an athlete, you want to feel what it's physically changing in your body, right? So little fun fact, I actually asked Dr. Burka if we could put a little shock unit in one of the pads or the belts so that it'll zap them every once in a while, just so they'll be like, oh, all right, it's stimulating blank, 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 right?
Oh, my goodness. It sounds like Lisa wants to do that with me on the radio. She wants to talk on my phone each time I'm talking.
Hey, I mean, it's never a bad thing to feel something, right? But, yeah, so the way I explain it is, look, you can't feel the blood circulating in your body, right? It's a very, very small tube, and it branches off into even smaller tubes that go into your muscle fibers. So what this is doing is it's stimulating those tubes to basically contract and dilate to help you increase the amount of blood and the circulation that's going through your body. It's taking away a lot of the metabolic waste that makes you sore, and it's helping you infuse the muscle fibers with oxygen. And luckily, I found a couple of good videos of the Beamer in action on the microscopic level on YouTube. So I use that as a reference point, and I'll just be like, hey, look, I'll send you this video. Watch it while you're on the Beamer. It's 8 minutes. The video's 4 minutes. You can ask me any questions after. After that, it's usually a wrap.
Well, you know, it's funny because I work a lot with the ADP and WTA because of my tennis background. I'm kind of doing the same thing. They don't really feel anything, so they notice it. But when you show it to them, and they're sometimes an open-minded skeptic, and they see it, and then they come back the next day, and they notice that, let's just say that their ankle injury is not so severe as it was before, that now they're interested. Now they're like, what's this doing to me?
Absolutely. That's one of the biggest things is most athletes are visual people, right? You can tell them, you can tell them the science, you can chime in any facts you want, but unless you either physically feel something or you physically see something change, it's not going to really change the mentality of, hey, is this beneficial or not, right? So one of the biggest things I've noticed with using the Beamer is contusions, right? Anytime you have acute trauma to any part of your body, let's just say you take a big old knee right into your thigh. It swells up, it puffs up, it discolors, it turns a little dark. So I've noticed that the Beamer specifically helps that area. You can take the spot, you can put it on it, you can put it on half of it even, and give it about 2-3 days, and you'll physically be able to feel the difference if you just go right leg and not the left leg, you know?
Absolutely. So, Tom, it's time for you to feel the Beamer. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do this recovery challenge. It's right, going to be right up your alley. I don't know if you've done this yet, but we've been doing this, and we like to do this with our shows and our events because, like you're saying, people need to have their own journey. They need to have their own experience. And when they go on the Beamer, they might feel relaxed. They might feel better, but they just don't understand why. So now comes the recovery challenge. So what we're going to have you do is you're going to do as many push-ups as you can for 30 seconds, okay? You're going to count out loud. We're going to make sure that you're doing it. I'm going to time you, and then when I tell you stop, then you're going to get on your Beamer. Now, I understand, team, everybody out there, he doesn't have a B body. He only has the Go set. So that comes with the B box, the B spot, and the B pad. Those are great for recovery centers, for teams, because it's very easy to use. I've been talking with the WTATP, and so these are the programs that we want. This is the Beamer Go for them. But we're going to try this challenge just with the B-pad across your chest for 8 minutes on program one. Then afterwards, you're going to do it again, as many push-ups as you can. And our goal is to see if you increase not only your push-ups count, but also to see how you feel afterwards, between the first time and the after time. So you ready, Tom?
Sure. Let me know when to go.
I'm going to put my stop clock on right here. Okay. On your mark. Get set, go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45.
Hey,
49, not a bad number.
49, wow, that's impressive. I got 100. That's pretty good.
Well, you're a freaking beast, Ian.
He did 20. He did 20, Tom. Don't let him.
Oh, don't give him away, Lisa.
No, I have to. Every chance I get.
I like it.
All right, so now you're going to place that B pad across your chest.
Yep.
Two of the coils on each pack and the one on your sternum. Now,
this
is what I do with my athletes. When you use this, I kind of want to have you work on your breathing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's take some big, deep breaths, breathe them in and out, and let's just work on your lungs and your recovery on that aspect like that. That's a little bit more than I do. So I hope that's helpful. And at this time, we're going to continue on asking you questions. See, I wasn't smart because I was counting, but I don't think I was really breathing very much. Everybody was calling into the podcast, this radio cast right here, concerned for my health, and almost called 911 because I was breathing so heavily. So you sound like you're doing pretty well.
Oh, thanks.
So,
maybe you were just working a little harder, you know?
Exactly. So when you work with the football players, how important is the recovery from day-to-day ability to perform on the field for you guys?
Oh, it's the biggest factor that impacts pro sports, in my opinion. Because realistically, if you look at it, right, there isn't a huge discrepancy in terms of athleticism. A guy can run a 4.2, and that is amazing. And then another guy can run a 4.4, and that's great, but not as great as a 4.2, right? But 0.2 seconds in a 40-meter dash, how much of a difference does that really make, right?
No,
in terms of – right. But the biggest thing is if the guy that runs a 4.2 is constantly injured, he doesn't take care of his body, he pulls muscles, and he plays only, let's say, 7 out of 16 games, and then the guy that runs the 4.4, he's able to play all 16. Which guy would you pick?
Absolutely. So this brings right into the next question I wanted. So how important is this, too, in helping to prevent maintenance for you, preventative maintenance? Like, I see this not only just for recovery aspects, which you're doing right now, but also very preventative. I think it makes, when I work in the horse world, it helps the suppleness of the horse, but I find it too with the pliability and the flexibility of our athletes. So do you see the same difference?
Absolutely. I completely agree. The extensibility and the pliability of the tissue impacts the joint range of motion, which decreases the risk of injury, especially with non-contact things, you know, especially seeing last year, it was both in the NBA and the NFL, there was a large increase in ACLs and high ankle sprains. I think a lot of it is because the tissue extensibility wasn't quite there because there was no off-season program.
Yeah, absolutely. So how is your department different than the strength and conditioning or physical therapy aspect of working with the 49ers?
Great question. So I work in conjunction with the training room as well as the strength and conditioning staff. So I'll give you an example because I think that explains it a little bit better. So let's just say a guy has a ankle sprain, right? Now, his ankle might get swollen. It might hurt a lot, but that isn't the extent of the issues that it can cause. Whenever you have a lower limb injury, it messes up your entire kinetic chain, right? So going up from the ankle to the knee to the hip, now that he's not walking properly, his hips get off, his shoulder girdle starts rotating, and he starts developing other symptoms like, let's just say, a stiff hip or a tight lower back. So a guy will go into the training room. He'll get all of his ankle stuff done. He'll do modalities. He'll do TENS units. He'll do things like that to get the edema out of the joint. He'll come to me, and I'll work with the rest of the whole body. I'll take a look at his pelvic alignment. I'll take a look at his gait patterning. I'll take a look at how his head and his shoulders move in relation to the pelvis. And after that assessment, I'll walk him through a full corrective program. Then I'll send him to train with our weight staff. So I'm kind of the intermediate portion of our little recovery triad, if that makes sense.
It does. And it's amazing mm-hmm. how big these teams are getting and how big sports science has become mm-hmm. in the practice of it. I mean, when I grew up, we just had a trainer. They just taped us and threw us right back out there, iced us.
Same. Yeah. That's actually one of the biggest reasons I got into this field is because I used to run track in high school. And I always had an ankle and a hamstring injuries. Never realized they were related to each other. We had an athletic trainer. All they did was put the stem unit and tape up the ankles.
Exactly. Yeah, so how many more minutes do we have left on your program once?
Oh, let's see.
Please tell me you've been
starting minutes.
Already.
3 minutes. Three minutes.
Perfect. Okay. So I'm going to have you just, let's just say, Tom, you're Ian Robb for a minute here, okay? And you're going to talk, because I've already been talking to the Boston Celtics and the Boston Bruins because I'm a homer. I'm back here in New England. I just flew back last night from San Diego. So how would I explain how to incorporate Beamer in a professional team environment? What would you say to them?
I would say it's a very versatile modality. You can find improvement in almost every singular facet, right? Let's say you're a professional basketball team, right? You're on the Boston Celtics. You fly so much in that 82-game schedule that I'd say you probably spend 40% of your time on a plane, right? A lot of the players sleep on the plane. If you use a Beamer Go unit with a portable battery, what you can do is you can strap your lower extremities with, let's say, a B pad. And as you're sitting on that plane, all you're doing is improving circulation from your lower half back up to your top half, and that's going to help you a lot in terms of tissue extensibility, pliability, as well as fatigue.
Well, we were like two brothers from another mother because that's exactly what I explained, even to the professional tennis players, because when they're flying from one country to another, like going down to Australia, it is vital to keep their circulation working as best so they can adapt faster to the different systems and all that stuff. So
100%.
I expect, how many players do you have on your team?
Depends on the time in the season. So in the preseason, we have 90 players. During the regular season, we cut it down to 53 plus 10 on practice squad, so that's 63.
So 63. Now, I know it's tough, and I know athletes. Some are pretty tough to change their routine, you know, the extra
way
to kind of prepare for something and how to go. But how open are your players to say, okay, I want to take that Beamer Go set with me. I want to use it when I'm flying. I actually want to use the sleep program. They might not even be aware of the sleep program yet. You might need to send about 100 B-bodies your way so you can have all sleep on them.
That'd be nice. But it all comes down to trust and education. I've come to realize an athlete's never, especially at this level, they're never going to do anything they don't find beneficial just because they really don't have that much free time. When you think of a pro athlete, you think, hey, all right, he goes and trains for 2 hours. He probably does some film, right? 4 hours out of the day. That's absolutely untrue. During the season, these guys are at the facility from 7 a.m. all the way down to like 5 or 6 p.m. at night. So they really don't have a lot of free time. If they find something is valuable, they know it helps their body, that's where you get the buy-in.
Absolutely. So even like kids in Zumba, I've got tennis players that play professionally, and they like to play video games. So I say, my friend, you're sitting down anyways playing video games. Why don't you use the Beamer right then, right there, and move on with it to make it happen? Or even when you're traveling. So I think that's important. So are we close to the 8 minutes, almost done?
Oh, right on the dot. You just heard
there
the
we go. My internal schedule is perfect right there. Okay.
On it. Great job.
Get the clock back going. Make sure you're ready. You have some water? Are you staying hydrated? I want to make sure you're good to go.
And you know, that's a great point. Let me get a cup of water real quick.
All right, we'll do that. Lisa, do you want to say anything to us while we're talking? I don't feel like we're including you in this.
That's okay. I'm enjoying the show. Yeah. Tom, I did want to ask you one question though about like we know Ben Garland has his own Beamer and uses his Beamer. Do you notice a difference between the guys that have their own and are doing it on a regular basis as opposed to the ones that are just doing it in with you for recovery?
Absolutely. The ones that do it on a consistent basis are more energetic. You can tell by the personality. Like, if you've ever met Ben as a person, he's shifted a lot in the 3 years that I've known him. And I think a large part of it is due to his acceptance and his willingness to go out and do extra modalities. It just gives you a renewed sense of energy. You can hear it in the voice.
Well, there you go. I hope, Lisa, you're using your brain to keep you happy. All right. Are you ready to go, Tom?
All right. Yep. Let me know.
On your mark. Get set. Go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47 58.
Okay, I'll let Lisa do the high math since I'm only here for looks. So, so just real quickly, we've had a couple of other sports ambassadors talk and do this challenge with us on the radio. Do you notice the difference a little bit on your chest? Do you feel it tight or stiff or sore?
For sure.
Around, or do you tell me how you feel?
The perceived fatigue is definitely better the second time around. I don't know if you can hear it, but I'm also a little bit less out of breath than the initial session. And you would assume the second time doing 50-ish push-ups, you'd be a little bit more tight and a little bit more winded, right?
Exactly, exactly. Does this intrigue you to show you these football players that since they want to have their own experience and their own feeling that maybe doing a sort of a push-up challenge with them might be good for them to see for themselves?
That's actually not a bad idea at all. That's a great suggestion, and I think that might be one of those things, hey, if you can't feel it, let's try this out. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, and as Lisa's doing the high mat there, I'm going to have her explain another option for those that are injured, maybe the flexibility aspect of this challenge. So go ahead, Lisa, you can tell them how we would do it for flexibility.
Okay, well, first of all, you had a 16% increase from the first 30 seconds to the second 30 seconds. And that is right in line with what we normally see is like a 10 to 20% increase in what they were able to do the first time. We also have a flexibility and a mobility challenge that we show people because we have the same problem in the field just with non-athletes. You know, maybe a shoulder injury and their range of motion isn't as good on the, you know, on the right as it is on the left. So we, you know, we measure, you know, how high they can take their arm up. We do an 8-minute session on their shoulder and they're actually increased their mobility by sometimes 1 to 2 inches. They also, we do a flexibility challenge where, you know, they stand
feet hip width apart, come forward from their hips, try to put the hands down as, you know, as close to the floor as possible. And what they'll notice is after then doing like B pad around the hips or the lower back is they actually go down faster and again increase their flexibility by 1 to 2 inches.
That's pretty amazing, I have to say. I have not thought of doing something like that.
We'll share that with you, too. So since you did this push-up challenge right here, I'm going to have Brad Horn, hopefully he said he'll do next week with us. And if he does less than you, then I'm going to make him send you up a B-body for you to use that, and you can sleep on it yourself because you don't have that just yet, and we just brought those back in. So real quickly, you said you'd be willing to take calls from our IBDs that are out there. So please push 1 to dial in. And if you're interested in talking to Tom, I'm going to take about a couple calls right here. And he says, is there anyone interested?
Yep, I do have the first caller is 704-533-704-533. You are live on Blog Talk.
Yeah, this is Wendell. I'm sorry I hit that. Are you specifically doing something about the exercise you're working on? I have a lot of different questions. I can delay a little bit
if
I need to.
You know what? I'm going to... That's okay. We're just taking questions for Tom right now. I will do questions at the end. So I'll come back to you, Wendell.
Do I need to hit *1 again or just stay?
No, you can just stay there. I'll come back to you. 515-205. 515-205. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hey there. It's Steve G from Iowa. Hey, I have a question for Tom. I have a deafening of mine that's involved heavily with the communications aspect of the Kansas City Chiefs, and my question is what is the penetration in the NFL of players using the Beamer?
I'll be honest with you, I don't know with varying organizations. I know we use it, but we also are the only team in the NFL with a specific performance department that focuses on recovery and preparation for the player. So I can't tell you that there's a lot of teams that use it, but I am aware from a couple of previous players I've worked with, they have maybe one in Indianapolis.
You know, we do have them in a couple of other teams. I'm not going to talk about them. Steve, but personally myself, I don't want to help out the Kansas City Chiefs. They're too strong, too good. I want to help out the other teams right there. So let's go to the next caller.
Okay.
All right, Steve, thanks for calling in. 213-804. 213-804, you're live on Blog Talk.
I've had contact with from basketball, pro-am divisions through tennis, over 55 years playing and coaching, also light touches of NFL players. I don't want to mention teams or whatever. They have been on the Beamer and have experienced some of the great things that I think you guys are covering this morning. One of the things that I find is that I do a lot of sessions. So one of the things that I find is that the crossover between one athlete as they get older from the NBA, they're playing tennis. As they get older from tennis, they're playing golf. We've even moved into golf players now that we know are utilizing the Beamer on professional levels and amateur as well. The crossover connection between one sport to another in transition. We have, as a matter of fact, we have the Alumni Association of the NFL that are partnered with us, I believe, in Beamer. That transition is a very important part because the injuries add up. And as injuries add up, all sorts of effects from those early bumps and bruises and breaks, and as you well know, have added up. Do you find any major release or anything that are happening for the athletes that are nearing the end of their careers and have had certain things pile up on them? How would you, or what would you recommend to them? Me, I simply would say get a Beamer. What would you say?
Well, I'm a big fan of a conjuncture of modalities, right? So a singular thing can help you, let's just say, get 20% of the way there. But when you add in anything else, the benefit exponentially grows. So I have worked with several older athletes with a long injury history, such as several knee procedures, lower back, discectomies, things like that. Those are the guys that I think need the TLC the most. So I have heard a good amount of feedback when you use the Beamer with conjuncture with mobility exercises while they're on the mat or while they have the pad, for example, wrapped around their knees and they're doing body weight squats. And then after that, you have them go into like a red light unit or like a Juve or something to help increase the macro level circulation with infrared light. Over a period of 2 to 4 weeks, there has been subjective feedback going, hey, you know what? My knees feel less stiff in the morning. It's easier to warm them up. The patella tendon's less grabby, things like that. So I definitely think it's a great way of helping rejuvenate older athletes, especially if you use them in conjunction with different modalities. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it definitely does. I think it's all informative, and I'm 78, and I can from my own testimony tell you that I went from one time a few years back of only 2 hours of physical operation a day with a lot of ice packs and a lot of injuries. Where at 78, I'm now playing 4 or 5 hours of tennis, and then I'll switch over if the day is long and go play 18 holes of golf. I can tell you that I've cared about my body all my life because I was in sports, and taking care of the legs and the areas of your sport that keep you within your sport over periods of time. And so, as you were talking about the connections between a simple foot, what seems to be a simple foot or ankle injury, and how it can affect your movement all the way up into the pelvic and all of that, was especially helpful to folks.
Yeah.
Well, just wanted to tune in, and thanks a lot. My name's Kojo, and thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling in.
Hey, we got Tom, we just got Tom for just 2 more minutes, Lisa. So I'm going to kind of flip the switch here.
Yeah, I just wanted to be.
What were we going to say, Lisa?
No, I just wanted to be conscious of his time. So there are additional calls, but if you've got to go.
Real quickly, Tom, thanks very much. I'm going to flip the switch. We got 2 minutes left of your time. Do you have any questions for us? How about that? Let's flip the switch. Do you have any questions for us you want to ask us before you go?
Sure. I'd love to get some testimonials about what the distributors especially have seen as the biggest impacts of Beamer use on any type of injuries.
Okay. So, since we only got 1 minute left, how about this? I'll share those testimonials with you, with Lisa.
Yep.
We could share those with you. Do you want to share it right now, Lisa, or should we let them go?
Well, actually, you know what? I'll share what happened to me 2 weeks ago. I fell getting out of a pool and separated my AC joint. I could not move my arm that day or the next day, but I was beaming it. By the third day, I could actually lift my arm up shoulder high. By the fourth day, it was up over my head. Now, not that all of the discomfort was gone, but the mobility came back. They ended up not putting it in a swing or anything.
Love it. I love it. That's what we're talking about with pliability.
Well, thank you, Tom, for your time.
Yep.
And listen, if you need a water boy, I'm more than happy to beam some water and come up there and give water to all your players if you want.
Hey, we might need one during training camp. 90 guys.
Exactly. Thanks for your time, Tom. I really appreciate it.
And thank you, guys.
And I'm sure the rest of the independent distributors appreciate it, too. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye. Okay, so we are going to go continue with questions. If you had a question for Tom, we'll try to answer it best we can. But 413-446-3446, you are live on Blog Talk.
Hello, my name is Lisa, and I did have a question for Tom, but the two of you are both in sports, maybe you know. But I was wondering if during his workouts, during the football players' training, do they get to a certain point where they're fairly exhausted? Does he then put the beamer on them like we just did with his recovery challenge and they continue working out? If so, is that good? Like, should the body just get to a certain point and say, okay, we're done, do a recovery session with a beamer and stop? And the second part of the question is, in the middle of a football game, if for some reason a player is just, you know, hitting a wall, does he use the beamer in the middle of a game, a football game, to give him that energy to continue? So that is, those were my two questions.
You know, I'll tell you what, I think with Tom seeing what it did just for his own recovery aspect, he might find that fascinating to use it during the game. I know that during the game, they're so fired up and their adrenaline is so firing right now. And it's fight or flight type of response that they're getting. And as you know, with the beamer, it kind of puts us in a sort of rest and digest kind of parasympathetic response. I'm talking horse language probably too much, and so that's where I'm going with this. But, you know, he did say that he used it before practice in competition, and then they use it afterwards, but not during the competition. I think it's sometimes tough to pull them aside and have them do 8 minutes or something of that nature because they flip pretty quickly from offense to defense or special teams. I think that might be
right.
A tough situation to do, personally, is what I would think.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Lisa?
No, I totally agree. And I, what you were talking about, the adrenaline.
You're kind of breaking
unless
up, but that makes sense.
And they play
so
through it.
You don't want them to get too excited. Sorry, I'm talking over you. So,
I'm working with people like at a gym, and they're doing multiple sets. Do you think it's good for the body to, you know, do something like this to program one and then let them do a few more steps?
Yeah. Actually, so my background is personal training, and I definitely have used it that way in my studio. It would depend on the person and, you know, what their goal is. So, but definitely use it after for recovery so that they're not as sore and can perform again the next day.
Okay, that's great. And the one testimony I'll give is when I was explaining it to somebody, well, I guess this is a third party, she said, you know, I had a tough workout today. My calf is still sore. So I put the V-pad between her legs for the 8 minutes and then finished. And I put it back in the bag. And about maybe 2-3 minutes later, she looks at me and her eyes are open. She's like, wow, my legs feel so much better. And I was just like, yay. Okay, so thank
awesome.
You.
Awesome. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, Lisa,
are you
do we still have that gentleman that wanted to ask a question prior? Is he still on?
I am going to go to him. Wendell, 704-533. You are now live on Blog Talk.
Yes. Good afternoon. Thanks for fitting me back in here. So I just came out of a dentist appointment and had an x-ray done, and I had a tooth yesterday that was getting extreme discomfort in it when I would bite down on it. And I've been using the B-spot on it consistently every 3 or so hours. And then today it was much better, and I do have some challenges with that, but I didn't know if anybody had any input. Is it feasible or possible? Of course, first thing I want to do is talk about a root canal, and I don't want to go there. I said, I believe I can, this body can heal this tooth with the right help. I'm trying to say this correctly. So.
Okay, so I'll share another one of my personal testimonials. I had a little accident in my fitness studio and ended up chin hitting a cement floor. I fractured my condyle, little bone in your jaw that keeps your upper jaw and lower jaw together. Normally they would have wired my mouth shut to let that heal. Fortunately, my oral surgeon has a Beamer, and he said, you know what, let's just beam it and see what happens. I was eating regular food within 2 weeks and totally healed
wow.
my fracture.
Okay, so keep doing what I'm doing?
Keep beaming.
You know, Wendell, I'm just going to let you know, and I'm just trying to look right now on our IBD page. We have a gentleman that actually he is a dentist, and a holistic dentist, and he actually has it in his practice. And he's out here in Southern California. I can't seem to find his name right now. It's
Dr. Chan.
My mind, but see, that's what I thought it was, but I didn't want to just go there, Dr. Chan. There you go. So, awesome. He might be a good person for you to talk to as well.
What was the name again?
It's Dr. Stephen Chan.
So he's in the back office.
Well, no, but you can look him up on our IBD page and maybe instant message him or, you know, and see if you'd be willing to talk to him.
On the Facebook page. Good, thanks. Great.
Super.
All right, thanks for calling in, Wendell.
What are we going to do?
I have area code 334-477. 334-477. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hello. Yes, I have three questions. A couple of them were for Tom, but I think you could probably answer them. The first question is, what was his rest time between the push-up challenge that he did on the air? The second question is, can I just go ahead and give you the question? Because
go ahead.
The second one was a protocol recommendation for using the Beamer with cryotherapy. And then the last question is, what is the time frame Tom uses for the 49ers as before workout games and then afterwards? And you know what's the efficient time frame before game and post workout. Thank you.
Okay, so first of all, his time period in between those two sets of push-ups was the 8 minutes on the Beamer, and then he took a couple of minutes to get some water. So, you know, 8 to 10 minutes. Normally when we do that, we do the 30 seconds, we put him on for 8 minutes, they go right into the 30 seconds. Your second question regarding cryo or any other therapy, I kind of just have a rule of thumb where I do the Beamer before so that it makes the additional therapy that much more beneficial. And I cannot answer that third one for you, Ian.
You know what? I actually can ask Tom that question. He did text me, and he did say, if you have any additional questions, you can ask me. So I'm going to pull a David Olson thing. You guys can email me at Ian, Ian.Robb, R-O-B-B, at BeamerMail.com, and you can ask me the questions. I can therefore try and send it to him. But my answer to your cryotherapy, I actually do it a little bit differently, Lisa. With that particular modality, because it brings all your blood flow to the core of your body, takes it out of your extremities, I like to use the Beamer afterwards. That's one of the few things that I do afterwards. Every time I use other modalities, whether it's the red light therapy or other, like the modalities like hyperbaric or whatever it might be, I will do that before and then use the other modality. But with the cryotherapy, I like to use the Beamer afterwards because I want that circulation and I want to help get rid of the metabolic waste products,
right,
toxins, lactic acid out of our cells, tissues, and organs. So I would suggest, that's what I suggest to my cryotherapy team members, is to do the Beamer afterwards.
Okay, and that prompts a follow-up question, if I may, and probably for Lisa. As a trainer, what do you recommend as far as a time window before a workout to use the Beamer, and then also post-workout? What's that time window as far as efficacy to get the most benefit from the Beamer?
So in my studio, people, my clients would come in, and the majority of my clients would do a Beamer session before they trained. And if they had an issue in going on in their body, we would do just a recovery body part issue after.
I understand. Again, what's the most efficient time frame? Say I have a
Beamer. They would do it right before their workout. Yeah, so it would be just an 8-minute session before they work out on their body and whatever body parts they were having issues. It would just be 8-minute session, and then they would go into their workout.
I got the session length time, but I mean before. If say I'm going to the gym at 9:00, and I have a Beamer unit, you use the Beamer pad or spot or the body 2 hours beforehand. Is that a good time frame to do it, or should it be within an hour before a workout? You understand my question?
I don't know that there's a hard, fast rule on that. Remember, the Beamer signal is staying with you for somewhere between 10 to 15 hours, depending on the individual. So I think you're going to have the benefit no matter what you do.
Okay. That helps clear that up.
Okay. Thanks for calling in. Okay, Ian, we are actually past time. I can keep going. We still have like 5 more callers. Are you okay to keep going and answer these questions?
Yeah, I'm good if you're good.
Okay, let's do it. 949-212-949-212. You are live on Blog Talk.
Good morning. This is Tony here in Orange County. Great show today, guys. And I was going to talk to Tom on the business side of this professional sports and what the return on investment is to purchase a Beamer for a team. For example, you know, in the NFL, if a player gets injured and they miss 4, 5, 6 games and they're getting, some of these guys, hundreds of thousands of dollars a game, what's the value on that? And if you could speak on that. And for an individual athlete like a golfer or a tennis player, I mean, they miss 4 or 5 tournaments. That could be a huge hit in their pocketbook. So I was going to get them to speak on that. And maybe you guys can chime in on that.
Absolutely. So Tony, real quickly, I will ask them that question. So any questions you guys have, I'm writing them down right now. But I can tell you the answer, I think, it's priceless. Because these individual athletes, they are paid by their performance on the court or on the field. And if they're not able to perform, then they won't have a job. I mean, I'm a New England Patriots fan. I probably lost about 10 more callers just because I said that. But Bill Belichick, the coach, you're only as valuable as how long you can be on the field and what you do on the field. So, you know, it's a big deal. So anything they can do to help them bounce back faster, to recover faster, stay more pliable, more flexible, be more preventative, I think they're going to be more eye-opening and they're going to use it. And I think if Tom was to do that push-up challenge or the flexibility challenge with his players, they're going to have their own experience. And then they're going to go, oh, okay, Let's take a look at the older players that are playing in their different fields and different sports. A lot of those players, my understanding, are using the Beamer. I'm not going to say their names because we're not allowed to. But my understanding is that they're using them. So be aware that the longevity of their careers is doing things in conjunction with things. You know, there's some athletes, a basketball player, my understanding, that plays the Lakers. He spends about $1.6 million on recovery alone. That's a big investment on his recovery. alone in his season.
Yeah, exactly. Good stuff. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Tony. Area code 850-291, 850-291. You're live on Blog Talk.
Yeah, hi. My name is Kara, and really enjoyed the show today. And I work with athletes doing recovery work with them. So one of my questions was, are they using the capability of tapping into the central nervous system to help these athletes, you know, mentally calm down and get into the parasympathetic nervous system to kind of stay in the zone? I didn't know if they might not have time for that, but that was a question I was very curious about.
Okay, Ian, did
Lisa,
you write
you
that question
to
down
talk
for
about
Tom?
That?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'll write that one down right there for sure. But my recommendation is always the lower levels are a lot more effective in that way. But, Lisa, why don't you give some input on that?
I'm sorry, Ian?
I said, yes, can you hear me? I said the lower levels are great for that in my own experience, but I was wanting to know if you have any experiences with that too.
No, actually, I would do lower levels as well.
Right. And
Kara,
we're
going to...
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to write your question down. Ian's got it. We'll respond to all these questions next Wednesday as well.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in. Okay, I've got two more callers, and that's it. 949-394. 949-394, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Patricia, and I would like to know the comparison of Beamer to a couple of other modalities. One is infrared, whether sauna or the infrared mat. And the second device is called Avasen.
Ian?
Yeah, I'll talk about it. Well, listen, my way I always talk to people is that Beamer is very complementary. It's a great adjunct therapy. It can be used with other modalities. My recommendation is when I use Beamer with another modality, I only like to use two modalities together. If I start adding three to four different techniques or modalities, it gets a little bit confusing for them. Those infrared sauna or infrared light therapies or whatever, completely different modality. It works for the body differently than, say, the Beamer does. And same thing, the Avasen is also another kind of a different device. I'm aware of it. It actually is down here in San Diego where it was developed. And it is also a different modality. And I just think what I like about the Beamer is that it can affect the whole body and the whole system by affecting the circulation, the microcirculation in your body can affect all the other systems in your body. So when we were just asking a question about the nervous system, well, there's the capillary beds, the circulation affects that very much so and helps them relax. I feel better every time that I use the Beamer. So in regards to the other one, I don't necessarily say one's better than the other, but I say that Beamer does something very specific. There's not another device. There's not enough, you know, medication or pill or anything like that that does what the Beamer does, and that is the only device that affects the vasomotion and the circulation in capillary beds. So when you go in that understanding, nothing compares to it.
Awesome answer. Thanks for calling in, Patricia. And we've got one last question. It is 707-481, 707-481. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi there. Yeah, I was calling in because they were asking about how we had used it is what your speaker was saying. And I'll tell you, we use it for, gosh, before we go out mountain bike, we'll do a 10. We come back and do like a 2, and it really makes a huge difference. I myself am a very physical person and had real major shoulder surgeries. Oh, excuse me, no surgeries. I avoided surgeries by stopping a fall down an icy granite slope, gosh, before I got into Beamer. And I avoided all kinds of different suggested surgeries and stem cells and various things. But my Beamer helped me with wrist issues from being on a computer so much. And, you know, I call my favorite famous coaches and talk to them about it. And they go, oh, yeah, I just got off my 8 minutes. So it's, like, so cool that it's getting so well recognized in so many industries and fields that we are active with. So don't really have a question, but this was a great show. And we all appreciate
it. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for calling in. Okay, so we are wrapping this up. Everybody go out and have a fabulous Wednesday, and we'll be back next Wednesday.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.